Hello and welcome to my latest audio boo. This one we'll be talking about the episode of Doctor Who that just aired called The Rings of Akaten. This came from Neil Cross, who's a new writer to the show, best known for working on Spooks and for creating the hit BBC series Luther, which I'm a big fan of. So based on his history alone, I was expecting something quite dark and mysterious and twisted and definitely something different to the usual Doctor Who episodes that we get. But instead we've got something quite ordinary really and formulaic in places and a bit of a mishmash of previous episodes in the new Doctor Who run, which was a shame really. I was expecting something a lot better. Although I did like the opening, the almost unrelated opening to the main story, which saw the Doctor trying to sort of investigate his own companion, really, to see what she's all about. So he went back in time and witnessed Clara's parents meet for the first time. It's nicely explained the leaf that Clara keeps in her book to this day. So that was nice to have an explanation to a mystery literally the week after it was set up. Normally you'd be waiting weeks and weeks for these kind of things to eventually pay off. So that was good. But once the actual story kicked in with the Doctor and Clara arriving on this asteroid that overlooked a different asteroid, which contained a pyramid, which itself contained an eyeless alien being called the Grandfather, who was being kept asleep by a never-ending lullaby that the people sing, you know, that was all very convoluted, very odd. Interesting in part, but it didn't involve a lot of singing, which was which I'm not against singing, but there was so much singing here, it got a bit ridiculous. And also reminded me of the episode The Doctor, the Widow and the Wardrobe, which also ended with somebody singing to save the day. But there were some nice visuals here. There was lots and lots of aliens, about 50 or 60 alien creatures apparently in the episode, which was great, gave a bit of a Star Wars feel. And there were some nice backgrounds and use of CGI here and there. There was unfortunately a really terrible action sequence with the Doctor on a flying space moped, which evoked memories of Flash Gordon, and not in a good way. But yeah, the odd good moments and dotted about. I did like the scene where Clara couldn't get into the TARDIS. It seemed to lock her out, as if it knows that she's a danger, or the TARDIS is trying to protect the Doctor from her. Because we do know, of course, that the TARDIS is kind of sentient, so maybe it knows something that we don't about the Clara mystery. So that will be interesting to see if that continues. So yeah, that was good. There was odd little moments here and there which I did like. A big overuse of the sonic screwdriver, which is never good, so that was a shame. So yeah, overall, I was a bit disappointed in this episode. Expected more from Neil Cross, but I do hear that his next episode is much, much better in 2 weeks' time.